It's KMFM Saturday morning. I promised you all morning he would be on the show. Peter Andre, everybody. Woo! Come on. He's loved by mums, kids, nans, dads, everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's very kind of you, sir. Thank you very much.
Can I just say, whilst we're face-to-face in the studio this morning, you don't age, Peter Andre.
Oh,
you're like
on.
You don't. You're like, okay, you might not have any hair gel in, but it's early. But other than that, you're like Kylie. Do you bath in oil of Olay? What's the secret? Come on.
You are asking me if I've bathed with Kylie Minogue?
No. But if you want to answer that question, you're more than welcome.
Mate, that's very kind of you. I don't believe you, but thank you.
You don't age, Peter.
Oh, do you know, on the cover of this album, actually, we had to Photoshop it. What? Not the face, the hair. You know why? Because there were snowflakes in it and it looked like I had dandruff. Okay. So you'll notice that there's snowflakes everywhere else but on the hair.
Everyone's going to start looking for that now, aren't you? There's something obviously very special that you're doing for KMFM in the next couple of weeks on the run-up to Christmas, which we've got to be hush-hush about at the moment. But I need to talk about your Christmas album.
Yeah.
Is this the first Christmas album?
First time ever, yeah. And it's great because Iceland, you know, part of the whole deal about being a face for them, great opportunity for me. And even though it means that the album can't chart, it doesn't matter because we may well end up selling more than we could have ever sold from it being charted. And what that means is that I can tour again, and that's what I love doing the most. I love touring, and I get to sing really low in this.
Track 9, Most Wonderful Time of the Year. 1 is a classic, 2, brilliant cover.
Thank you.
3, how deep are you on that song as well?
I know.
You sound completely different.
I know, and do you know what? It's really, my dad was like, you know, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to stop singing all these high songs and start using your deep voice? And I thought, what a great opportunity to do it. And you know, hopefully people will like it.
The album, I believe, is out now.
Yes.
I think. And the single,
Christmas Times for Families, the promo song. It's the song that's available on iTunes. You can pre-order that from now.
So you pop into Iceland and you buy the album.
Yes.
Which brings me on to my next piece, Peter Andre. We are doing Peter's Price Check.
Bring it on.
As the face of Iceland. Actually, before I get into this, is it true that when they come on, in between I'm a Celebrity, so I read somewhere that you leave the room, you feel quite uncomfortable watching
it. I can't watch
it.
Myself on anything.
Really?
On anything. Honestly, I can't. But it's not Iceland. Like, I love the brand. It could be the makeover show. I just don't like watching myself on TV.
Peter's Price Check. I'm going to give you a number of foods from Iceland, Peter Andre. You just need to tell me how much they are.
Let's go.
Party rings.
But I haven't done them yet. I reckon we're talking between 89p and a pound. I'm going to go for a pound.
Yeah, is the right answer. Aunt Bessie's spotted dick.
Is it a cake?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I'm going to go for £2.
£1.
Oh.
8 fish fingers.
Twice as much as 4 fish fingers. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah. £1. We got a theme.
Oh.
Finder's crispy pancakes.
£1?
Yes. And deep fill mince pies.
I'm going to go for £1.
And finally, the prawn ring, the most famous thing from Iceland.
It, you know, there cannot be anything but £1.
No, it's £3.
Oh, what were you
Peter
talking
Andre?
About? You said the theme.
I need to have a look at the calendar a minute. This calendar is out now, yeah?
Yeah.
First time I
had a shirt on, and I pushed for that. I said, you've got to have a shirt on the cover. It looks nicer. You don't want to walk into a store and see some guy with his arm up. I've done it every year, and I just cringe. I can't.
What's your favourite month? Because we've been flicking through this in the studio. January, a very cool Peter Andre with shades. what's your favourite
shady
month?
Character. See, February's my birthday.
Okay.
So I'm going to go for that.
February's,
27th.
Yeah, February's kind of reminiscing,
you know,
and looking
February's
moody.
February's
yeah.
looking into the distance, sort of squinting your eyes, looking into the bright sunset.
Yeah. March looks like you're having a great time.
Oh,
white
March
shirt.
Does.
April,
I'm
barefoot
horsing around
on
in
a
April.
Horse.
Oh, mate, do you know how scared I was of that horse?
Are you not a horse man?
Are you crazy? Do you know what happened? It was going to take off. I was freaking out.
So the album you can get now, seriously, Peter, it's always a pleasure
you
to
too,
talk
mate.
To you and have you in at KMFM. Because I think last time we spoke to you, you were at Rochester Castle.
That was great.
So we need you to come back in 2015, do another Kent gig for us.
Thank you. And do you know what? I loved it today. I loved our interview. It was great. And I know it sounds weird because I do say random things like, you thought I was going to say something very profound then, didn't you? I looked up in the sky and went, do you know what? I really loved that interview, but I genuinely did.
Good.
Thank you.